Coming up, it's Lightning Fell in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jonathan Blinderman from Santa Monica, California.
Hey, how are things in Santa Monica?
They're actually really nice.
The
weather's coming around. It's been warm the last couple days. So.
And what do you do there in beautiful Santa Monica?
I am an in-house counsel for Playboy Entertainment.
No, really? That's exciting. So what kind of legal problems do you have to confront when it comes to Playboy Entertainment?
Well, I'm lucky that I mostly negotiate the deals for distributing our content worldwide. So I'm part of bringing the Playboy lifestyle to the rest of the world.
Oh, really? That's exciting.
So you would be a smut purveyor of sorts. Is that correct?
Now you sound like my mother.
Yeah.
Are you a single guy?
No. I'm actually married, and the funny story is... I took the job, and 2 weeks later, my wife gave birth to our twins, and so I actually left her in the hospital to go to the Playmate of the Year luncheon.
That is a funny story from
That's
one side.
Yeah.
on her scrapbooking page, it's from one set of twins to another.
There you go. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will read you 3 quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain 2 of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's your first quote.
There are 2 sides to every story. There are certainly 2 sides to this story. There will be an appropriate time and forum when that can be explained.
Now, that was a congressman who last May told the world that he would explain eventually how $90,000 ended up in his freezer. Well, this week, after a multi-count indictment against him, the time for explanations might have arrived for whom?
William Jefferson.
Exactly right. The Louisiana congressman was removed from his House committee after a federal indictment says that the cash stuffed in next to his Hot Pockets and freezer pops were just the tip of the icebox. According to the indictment, the man once known as Dollar Bill Jefferson received nearly $500,000 in bribes through various African business deals. Jefferson's defense will be it was not him, it was his appliances. Here is your next quote.
The Court of Appeals has basically ruled that Fox can change the O in its name to U.
Yeah, you got to think about that one. That was former FCC Chairman Reed Hunt. He was incensed about a court ruling this week that invalidated the FCC's policy on what?
This is right up my alley.
Yes.
Obscenity on broadcast television.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Obscenity on broadcast television.
Yes. I don't know if you knew this, but other companies have to obey rules about that. This week, a federal appeals court told the FCC that no, it could not fine broadcasters when they happened to show celebrities letting loose with the occasional slip of the tongue what the ruling referred to as fleeting obscenities. Fleeting obscenities are fine. In his ruling, the judge said the government cannot punish the TV networks for letting the bleep occasionally hit the fan, because the president and vice president themselves,
yes,
with his reasoning, have been known to drop the occasional F-bomb. Of course, the president mispronounces it, but still. Very good, Jonathan. Here is your last quote.
You want to talk rules? You want to talk all that old school bleep? Then remember this rule. I am the bleep, bleeping one who calls the shots.
That was the boss of a famous fictional crime family whose episodes will be Sleeping with the Fishes after the final show airs this weekend. What show?
That would be The Sopranos.
Very good. Yes, The Sopranos. It is, of course, the show that made it safe for the bi-coastal intelligentsia to admit they watch TV. Oh, no, we all said. We're not watching it for the extreme sex and violence. We love it because of its cutting critique of the modern American condition. We particularly like the cutting critiques that take place at the strip club, though. The series finale is this week. Our prediction, heard it here first, Tony Soprano will be arrested, and he's about to be sent to jail when a sheaf of letters arrives from Henry Kissinger, Donald Rumsfeld, and Paul Wolfowitz. So, Carl, how did Jonathan do in our quiz?
Jonathan had a great game, Peter. Three correct answers. Jonathan, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
I'm very excited. That'll be great.
That'll be terrific. Jonathan, thank you, and thank you for your good work sending the content of Playboy out into the world. Bye-bye.